0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, zipiango, wa kastoma zipiango.
Zika chitika, musafimperera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lusaka vendors are urged to follow hygiene standards to prevent disease. Lusaka parent urges bus conductors to help pupils cross roads safely. And in African news, a police officer lowered into crocodile-infested river to recover human remains. Other news in detail, my name is Blessed Chua. A Lusaka resident Memo Remanda has called on street food vendors to improve hygiene standards when selling ready-to-eat food. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, Ms. Manda has expressed concern over the poor sanitary conditions observed among some vendors, noting that food is often sold without proper hygiene practices. She questions whether relevant authorities are actively monitoring and addressing the situation. Ms. Manda points out that while some established restaurants maintain acceptable food safety standards, many street vendors operate without regulation. She warns that consuming improperly handled food could contribute to illnesses such as diarrhea. A Lusaka parent Stephen Chibesa has appealed to bus conductors to make a more active role in ensuring safety of school children, particularly when crossing roads after boarding or disembarking from buses. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Chibesa has emphasized that parents place trust in conductors to help protect their children from road accidents. He notes that while some conductors already assist pupils responsibly, others appear more focused on filling empty seats and may neglect this safety role. With schools are set to reopen next week, he has since urged all conductors to treat helping children crossing roads not just as a courtesy, but as a social responsibility that could prevent avoidable accidents.
Bus conductors. bamona kuti make sure that papa mbatsirwa mu execution ngati avo karodi amwa vushako aya pakusudza ina ine bale inu kafira fine bamona ngare bamona kuti kwena re ari na mini basi bamukongera kuba mu karodi aina mu mini basi ya bamuje pa station ndi sene pwale
Chilanga Town Council Chairperson Champion Dembo has commended community-driven empowerment efforts during the traditional Cookout Day fundraising event under the Care for Me project organized by Comfort Rehabilitation Center. Mr. Tembo praises the initiative led by Margaret Chishala, noting that it plays a key role in empowering women, youths, and vulnerable groups through sustainable income-generating activities. He has reaffirmed that such initiatives align with government efforts under President Hage Ndehichilema's Enhanced Constituency Development Fund CDF program, which promotes inclusive development and self. Direct investment in job creation and local enterprise development. In support of the initiative, the council chairperson donated 2,000 kwacha. Chilongola Ward Councillor Nicholas Katambi also attended the event and donated 1,000 kwacha, expressing satisfaction with the organization's work in supporting vulnerable groups, including persons living with disabilities. Other delegates also contributed through donations and food purchases. Mr. Chishala has expressed gratitude to all supporters, noting that the contributions will significantly enhance the organization's empowerment program. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has raised alarm over 4,978 defilement cases recorded between 2021 and 2025, warning that children are being exposed to HIV and other sexually transmitted infections due to delayed reporting. MQHZ Director General Dr. Quincy Mwabu says the cases represent a preventable public health emergency and a violation of children's rights. Dr. Mwabu further says that children who experience sexual abuse face an increased risk of HIV, STIs, and long-term physical, emotional, and psychological harm. He notes that the delays in reporting, especially in rural areas, limit access to critical services like post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP, which must be given within 72 hours to prevent HIV infection. Dr. Mwabu says limited child-friendly health services, stigma, and weak coordination across response systems continue to hinder timely care for survivors. Dr. Mwabu has since called for stronger enforcement of child protection laws and better coordination among health, social welfare, and justice sectors to ensure perpetrators are held accountable.
We're concerned about the rising cases of defilement affecting children in many parts of the country. And this is a very serious issue because it is not only a violation of children's rights, but also a major public health concern. Children who are subjected to sexual abuse are at high risk of contracting HIV and other sexually transmitted infections, and they may also suffer long-term health and emotional complications if they do not receive care early. And in many cases, these children are brought to health facilities late, which limits the chances of preventing infections and reduce long-term harm. We are therefore urging parents, guardians, and communities to ensure that any suspected case is reported immediately.
We break for a few commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ella, chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh.